Spot with me, DJ Juice. Let's go. Only on radio.dominican.edu. All right, everybody, we are back here like every single Monday afternoon, well, evening. We are here on the hotspot here with DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. And good evening. And I would just say I'm going to keep y'all hot here with my show, obviously, the hotspot. And trying to get you over this horrible weather that we've just gotten. Definitely keep you guys warm, keep you guys entertained. And just to let y'all know and give y'all a rundown of what we will be going over, let me just read it down. So we're always going to have our hot topic, and the hot topic for today is Diddy is coming out with a new book that is more of a picture book than an actual reading book. And I'll let you know more about that in a minute. We are also going to have, obviously, we're going to have some guests in the studio. I'm going to have a special guest with me, one of my close friends. She'll be in here in a minute or so while I just keep rambling on. So we're also going to, of course, have your news at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to have an In the Mix session. You already know what it is. DJ Juice turning tables in the studio. So that's definitely what it is. We're also going to roast a celebrity. Well, a pseudo-celebrity, actually, that I think of. We're going to roast Snooki. I just can't stand what happened this week on that show. I saw it. I think it was retarded. And we're definitely going to be burning her up. We're also going to have your entertainment news in music. We have somebody's son, an actor's son, just signed with Young Money to produce a couple tracks, and I'll let you know about that in a minute. We're also going to have T.I. might have been going back to jail after swinging at somebody in a club earlier last night. But before we get to that, let me introduce my guest and my good friend of mine, Jamie, up here in the studio. Going to help me out with a little bit of, a woman's point of view. Because thus far, I feel like we've only gotten the guy's point of view on things. I had to bring in a girl to get the girl's point of view. So, Jamie, say what's up.
What's up? It's great actually being here.
Okay, it's great having you. We're gonna fight. We're gonna argue a little bit, but that's the whole point of the show.
Exactly.
It's to keep it entertaining. So, first thing is first, and let me just give you a rundown. Diddy is coming out with the new book, and it's not a regular book. According to the New Yorker, the entertainment industry mogul has teamed up with photographer Rafael Mazzucco and record exec Jimmy Lovin to craft a 248-page filled book with artistically rendered images of women's rear ends. 248 pages of just nonstop booty cheeks. All right. On that, the website for the book costs $65, and it's going to be a coffee table book. And on the website, its title of the book is called Culo, which in Spanish basically means ass. And the Italian word for it is butt cheeks. And the tagline at the bottom of the title for Culo is "The world is no longer flat." So obviously, there's going to be some girls with some badonkadonk in there. And I hope Kim Kardashian's one of them, just because that's the only good thing she has. We're also going to talk, the photographer who is Mazzucco admits on the website that the conversation about creating a book of asses is not your garden variety cocktail party fair. And he said in the statement that he had to think carefully about his approach as to not offend anybody. I don't know, but I would actually pick up the book if I saw it at Pete's or at Starbucks. It's a coffee table book. What do you think?
I don't think that people would be really happy with going to the regular Starbucks and just, seeing this book. But At the same time, I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of guys would probably buy it.
I'm not going to buy it. I'm just going to browse through it.
Well, that's true. So, I mean, like, is he really going to get anything out of this? I mean, you just spent, how many pages was it?
248 pages. And not only do you spend money, like, publishing it and, you know, exactly. the photographer as well, yeah. but you also have to take in consideration the people that you got.
Yeah, and if anybody actually decides to buy this book, I mean, wouldn't their friends just borrow it? So, as a business major, how would you really gain a profit from this whatsoever?
I don't know. Well, you think about it. The profit is all these like horny guys are going to check it up. A chicken's probably going to buy his first edition copy. Shout out to, actually, let me give some quick shout out. Shout out to Homeboy Chicken. We give you a lot of crap, but you know, we got mad love for the homies.
Of course.
Also give a shout out to some regular listeners, of course. Also want to give a shout out to my good friend, B-Rye. B-Rye's going to be in the mix with me. Also my brother. I would also like to give a shout out to JCT and also to Monica Campos listening out there. So thank you very much. For tuning in, everybody. And so getting back to this, the book itself, you really don't think it's going to make any money?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it will make a good amount of money, but at the same time, it's just, I don't know. Like, I have a feeling like it wouldn't make as much money as they're thinking. But at the same time, I'm sure that they will get a lot of buyers.
Yeah, of course they will. Yeah. Of course, I mean, come on. I'm curious to see who's in the book. I'm personally not gonna. I'll probably do the one thing where like I'll buy the book and then I'll return it, mm-hmm. and I'll just flip a few pages just to see.
So is this kind of book? Do they tell you who it is? Like if it's a celebrity or like do they? Is it all anonymous or how does that work? Do
you know what? We'll actually take a look at that during the break, which is coming up right now. So you know what? You're listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice and special guest Jamie in the studio. And also, don't forget for the little forward promo, don't forget to tune into The Power Hour with DJ Sam I Am at 8 o'clock. And right after that, check out my homeboy DJ Too Mello for the 9 o'clock lounge. And you are listening to The Hot Spot here only on radio.dominican.edu.
It's time.
Lega.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. You are now locked on to Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers, you feel me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
This is how we do it.
To all my
The hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase g, but now I'm a big g. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six-ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. Show us slow, and all they said was 6'8" he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Then lived the DJ, and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said: you and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the
club. This is how we do it.
Sounds true, dancing like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you get much favor. I'm whacked on an old school track.
This is how we do it.
I'm kind of buzzed, so
because this is how we do it.
So central dancing like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
Oh, it's party time.
This is how we do it.
Straight up coming from the west side.
Yeah, this is how we do it here on radio.dominican.edu. You're tuning in to The Hot Spot with me, DJ Juice, and a special guest, of course, that I have in the studio, Miss Jamie. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
So we are getting back to the topic at hand, and this is the Diddy Booty Book that I like to call it. So in case you're just tuning in, we were talking about Diddy's new book that he teamed up with photographer Rafael Mazzucco to make 248 pages filled of women's buttocks, basically. The coffee table book, which will cost $65, is, you know, it has a little bit of everything. You know, it has a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of cinnamon. And we were actually looking up on the website. And what did you think? I mean, I thought it was good. I don't hating on it.
Actually, from seeing it online, like, Mazzucco actually has like tasteful pictures, so actually I don't really mind that. I just know that, as being a girl, I know that a lot of females out there will hate on this book. Like, for me personally, I mean, you can buy whatever you want to, but at the same time, a lot of girls would be offended because it is just of girls' booty.
But okay, so let me ask you this. What if you're a girl and you don't have booty? Like, does this, it's kind of like, you know how society always amps up, like, it's like, be skinny, be thin, you have to be a size 0 or 1 or else you don't look good. So is this kind of like the same approach? Do you feel like if you're a girl and you really don't have, like, you know, booty cheeks?
I think that it definitely will, for people that actually don't have that great of a self-image, I think that a lot of girls would feel a little offended because, you know, every girl, I mean, has problems with their bodies. So if they don't have a booty and see this book, they might get kind of, you know, self-conscious about it. But at the same time, I actually like what part of the book said about the fact that the world is no longer flat, because
I like that tagline.
Yeah, because what happens is that, you know, magazines always spread all these thin girls everywhere, and realistically, not even the models look like that.
It's Photoshop. Well, now you can do anything with Photoshop, and I mean, you can honestly be like, oh, that might not be real. But they have like a few celebrities in the book. We saw Stacey Keibler. Mm-hmm. She was a WWE female wrestler. They also have, I think Kim Kardashian might be in there, because I mean, you can't have a booty book without Miss Kim Kardashian, the only thing she's famous for, really. So that's my opinion. I think the book is actually pretty tasteful. I don't think it was meant to be like, because it even says on the website, like, you know, this is meant to like empower women and this and that. And I mean, whichever way you might look at it, you might not think it is, but do you also think it's a dumb idea?
I think that it kind of is a dumb idea just because, I mean, it's just random, I feel. But at the same time, like, Diddy chose the right photographer for the job because he doesn't only just accentuate their butts, but as we saw on the website, the fact that it was actually the whole, like, backside of a girl. So, I mean, it just made you appreciate the body form of a woman.
Okay. I like that. And then also just a quick reminder over here. We're going to give a little bit of shout outs. People been, you know, hitting me up on Facebook. And if you guys haven't friended me on Facebook, you can hit me up on Facebook at hotspotjuice.com. Or you can just give us a call. Give us your opinion of what you think. If you're a female, you know, whether you have a booty and you want to say like, yeah, I support the book. Or whether you're a girl without one and you want to say, hey, like, I'm hating on this book. Or if you're just a horny guy that wants to call in chicken. go ahead and hit us up at the station number at 415-482-3587. Once again, that number is 415-482-3587. And quick shout outs. I want to give a shout out real quick to Gabriel and also Rhea tuning in. Also JC. I don't know where T's at, but you know, JC definitely tuning in. Also give a shout out to homeboy B-Rye. Also to Mello, which you can catch on the 9 o'clock lounge tonight at 9 o'clock. All right, so you think it's not that much of a dumb idea. Does this, like, make women feel, like, a little insecure? Like, you were mentioning before. Like, you know, they might, like, have an issue with it. Because either which way. Oh, damn. Okay, either which way, they have an issue with it. Hold on. We got the phone ringing up in here. All right, let me see.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Caller, you're on. Hello?
Hey, well, what's up?
Hey, what up? Who is this?
Hey, you know who this is. This is my fellow DJ. You know my big brother. Calling in.
All right, what up? What up, P.I.? All
right. We got disconnected. That's cool. All right. So, you know what? We got a little bit of interruption for the call. But continuing on with this whole thing. So, going back to the question, do you feel like, you know, it might feel a little bit insecure?
Yeah, I definitely think that some people will be insecure, but at the same time, that kind of just happens nonstop, you know? Girls tend to compare themselves to other girls, even though they should really just appreciate what they've got.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just saying. And then, do you consider it art? Because going back to, like, the whole topic of what is art, like, you know, back in medieval times, I mean, there's a statue of, you know, David, a statue of David naked with, you know, his ding-a-ling out. Do you think this is art? I mean, you said it was tasteful, but do you consider it artsy or art-worthy?
I wouldn't say that it was, I don't know, necessarily art, but it's definitely art-worthy. I mean, like I said, the way that the pictures were taken on the website, it looked pretty tasteful. But definitely a lot of pictures to take, and I kind of wonder how he even decided to choose those 248 pages of woman.
Okay. All right, then. Well, with that in mind, you know what? We're gonna keep everything moving, and we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we get back, we're going to talk about real quickly something that happened this weekend. And that was, you know, T.I. might be going back to jail. We don't know yet. And check out who he actually hit, according to Media Takeout, which is somebody we've actually been talking about throughout the entire show. So guess what? You're listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. Keep it locked. All right. Leg up.
Need more entertainment? What you talking about?
Then tune in to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Let's go!
Look at me now, yeah. I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Are you gonna be? Say that you're gonna be. Oh, she said she wants some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party off right. Oh, she said she wants some Ready for the World, some New Edition, some Manny Rippleton, definitely set this party off right.
Yes, it will. It definitely will.
Oh,
no, I told her.
Drive over in your new whip. Bring some friends you cool with. I'ma bring the cool whip. Then I want you to strip. See you is my new chick. So we get our grind on. She be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, I swear she fine home. Why she always lying on? Telling me them diamonds when she know they dying. She got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I play ready for the world. She was ready for some action. My dog said you ain't no freak, so you bout to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross, you gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Gladys Knight, me and you gon' get right. Some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party off right.
On my hands and wrists, while I'm laying back and smoking on my cannabis. When it come to rocking the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can tell you when I'm messing with Con Man and Twist. When I shot and I be sipping Hennessy, piss on my RV while I smoke a B. You can't fuck with me, put it on the G. And now it's sip on some Evan Champagne. You ain't no two-stick and rockin' like the Whispers. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. These rims still movin', so I bump a little spinners while I'm smoking on the beat, dipping through the streets, bumpin' up a beat. And I got the heat on the 23. And I do it my earth in the wind, smoking fire. Let me get your sheet sweat, listening to Keep Sweat. Put you in the days of maze, fulfilling up with every temptation. Slow jamming, having deep set. You ready for the world, girl? Come and come with me. I touch you all over your body, baby. Don't say no to me. And never know to be controlling me. I'm loving the way you be holding me when I be listening to jealousy. And when I come over and bend your ass, you be bumping to the Pendergrass. I'd hit it from the back to the melody and roll it slow. Now I gotta go up in the fast, but I'ma finish last. No matter how much of a thug you see, I still spitting like a sovereign beat. Come to the club with me. And with some Luther, come on, I hope you feeling me instead of being in love with me.
Set this party off right.
Oh, oh, oh.
She said she wasn't ready for the world. Some new addition, some many repetition. Definitely set this party off right. Yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will.
Baby, I'm another slow jam, and all the lovers need to hold hands. And if you ain't got no man, hop up in my bro ham. I keep it pimpin' like an old man. You guess the role with the plan, cause I'm not the nice.
All right, everybody, that right there was a little bit of a take back to a Slow Jams by Kanye West featuring Twista and also Mr. Jamie Foxx. All right, you're listening to The Hot Spot here with DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu, the best in student programming. All right, and I have a special guest with me the whole show, Miss Jamie. How are you doing?
Good.
All right.
It's great to be on your show.
Thank you, thank you. I mean, I love the energy of my show, so, you know, I translate that as much as I can. And also give a quick shout out to somebody who just hit us up on my Facebook at Hotspot Juice, Miss Harp. Thank you for tuning in, even though you only single out Miss Jamie, but okay, I'll take that. And also a comment that what that chicken made, he says B-Ride probably already ordered the book. So, you know, you guys can fuss about it as much as you want later on. But right now, before we get into our In The Mix session, like usually as we do, we're going to talk about T.I. All right, so last night, T.I. may have smacked Diddy backstage at a nightclub in Atlanta. Allegedly, Diddy had a Ciroc party at Atlanta's hot nightclub compound. At some point during the night, Diddy got upset, like he would. He's such a prima donna, because a lot of celebs were drinking other alcohol that was not Ciroc. So like Hennessy, Nouveau. And Diddy was acting silly, and he even knocked a drink out of the DJ's hand and was threatening people to, like, kick him out of his party. And T.I. was there, and he took a mic and told Diddy to chill out before he did something to force him to calm down. So he was kind of threatening him back, like, you know, chill, relax. You know, you ain't got to take it this seriously. And Diddy kept acting up, and Diddy slapped him. Security quickly broke it up, and Diddy was escorted out of the club. So he got kicked out the club. And once again, this is all allegedly, and this is all on MediaTakeOut.com, which I will post in a minute. You know, T.I., why you need to keep going back to jail? Like, he already went back for the whole incident in L.A. with his wife, where they got, you know, caught with ecstasy pills. Like, you know, T.I., what are you doing with your life? And he actually was this weekend. He ended up going to a Taylor Swift concert, ended up performing Live Your Life. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you think of T.I.'s whole situation?
I think T.I. needs to stop being so physical about the situation. I mean, yeah, you can calm him down for sure, but at the same time, why would you just straight up slap him? I mean, what does that benefit?
I mean, this weekend there was a bit of a little bit of testosterone in the area of friends, but you know, the same thing happened with Ray J and Fabulous. Ray J and Fabulous got in an altercation about 2 weeks ago, and you know, Ray J, really, you're not that hard, dog. You're gonna get your butt whooped.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, I mean, Ray J was trying to go off the fact that, oh, I've got better hits than Fabulous. I'm like, no, the hell you don't. Fabulous got way better songs that I remember.
Definitely.
Tell me one good song that you know about Ray J.
You know, all I can think about with Ray J is just the show that he was on and how he tried to make himself look pretty all the time. So, I mean, at this moment, I can not even think of one.
Really?
Yeah.
That bad?
Yeah. And it's been a long time, I feel. So, I mean, he really hasn't been up there for me.
Well, I don't think the only one song I can think of, and it's the title of it is has one in it, is One Wish.
Yeah, that just popped into my head. That's, so, I mean, that's if the that's only one. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like, oh, yeah, I'm a hit. You got one good single, and then everything else he's got with somebody else. He was on that 143 with Bobby Brackens, which I thought was cool and popping. But that's just me. I thought, 143. And then he had that New Boys one. She Won't Tie Me Down.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So
definitely, I mean, remember that one.
I'm just saying, you know. All right. Now, we're going to take it back a little bit more serious right now. And like I said, we are going to have right now, guess what time it is? It's time for your top news at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to hit this button and let's see what happens.
This is the top story at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu.
So, in a ruling read to a tension-filled courtroom, an Italian jury on Monday cleared Amanda Knox of murder and other charges nearly 4 years after she was arrested on suspicion of having killed her roommate in this picturesque Italian university town. I am not what they say I am, perverse, violent, I haven't murdered, I haven't raped, I haven't stolen, Knox said in the most important speech of her life. She also added, the only thing that now separates me from 4 years ago is my suffering. In 4 years, I've lost my friends in the most terrible and unexplainable way. My trust in the authorities and the police has been damaged. I had to face charges that were totally unfair without any basis. And I am paying with my life for something I haven't done. Knox was 20 years old, studying at Perugia's University for foreign students when her roommate's semi-naked body was found in the house they shared. And that right there is your top news at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And I mean, kind of blameless. And this kind of goes back to several people. There have been people that have been charged that they haven't done it just because they find it in your area. I mean, this is a horrible example. I'm just saying, you know, OJ missing the glove. I'm just saying, you know, twice. So, I mean, things like this do happen, and things like the authorities do have something to do with it. And she was an American girl, and she was over there for 4 years kind of wasting her life. I mean, I don't know what to think about it. I'm just glad she's at least free. And some people were pissed off that they were outside the courtroom yelling like it's unfair to the family and their loss. But if it's not her fault, it's not. You can't just point and blame at somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel for the family, but I mean, What do you think?
I mean, it's definitely sucky, the fact that, I mean, I don't really know too much about this story, but at the same time, like, 4 years is a long time. I mean, 4 years to go to college and everything. So, you know, spending 4 years away kind of makes it, you know, scars you for life.
Mm-hmm. I would agree so.
And if they really got the wrong person, then that means the actual person who did it is still out there.
All right. Well, you know, Miss Jamie always giving me a little bit of heads up and a little bit of know-how. But right now, guess what time it is? It's time for In the Mix. So we're going to leave you with 15 minutes nonstop music with me, DJ Juice. So hit me up on Facebook. Let me know what you think. Let me know if any mixes you might like. And just keep it locked. 15 minutes straight up music. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu on the hotspot with DJ Juice. Let's go.
don't see how you can hate from outside of the club. You can't even get in. Leg out. Yellow model chick, yellow bottle sipping, yellow Lamborghini, yellow top missing. Yeah, yeah, that shit look like a toupee. I get what you get in 10 years, in 2 days. Ladies love me, I'm on my cool J. If you get what I get, what would you say? She waxed it all off, Mr. Miyagi. And them suicide doors, Ari Kari. Look at me now, look at me now. I'm getting paper, look at me now. Oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the mouth. Oh, little nigga bigger than gorilla, cause I'm killing every nigga that can try to be on my shit. Better cuff your chick, if you with it, I can get it. And she accidentally slipping all on my dick. Oops, I said, on my dick. I ain't really mean to say on my dick, but since we talking about my dick, all of you here to say hi to it. I'm done.
Hell, Breezy, let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Let's go!
Cause I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Better know that I don't and I won't ever stop, cause you know I gotta win every day, day.
Go.
See, they really, really wanna pop me. Blow. Just know that you will never flop me. And I know that I could be a little cocky.
No.
You ain't never gonna stop me. Every time I come back and you gotta set it, then I gotta go and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing a nigga think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna dead it, dead it. Then I'm gonna murder everything and anything about a boom, about a bing. I gotta do a lot of things to make it clear to a couple niggas that I always win and then I gotta get it again and again and again. And I be doing it to death, and now I move a little foul. Nigga better call a rap, and everybody know my style. Niggas know that I'm the best when it come to doing this. And I be banging on my chest, and I'm banging the east, and I'm banging in the west. And I come to give you more, and I will never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really wanna know what's next?
Let's go.
See the way we on it, and we all up in the race. And you know we gotta go and try to keep up with the pace. And we struggling and hustling to set it and to get it. And we always gotta do it, take it to another place. Gotta taste it, and I gotta grab it, and I gotta cut all through this traffic just to be at the top of the throne. But I know I gotta have it. Have it.
Look at me now. Look at me now. Oh. I'm getting paper, look at me now. Oh, look at me now, yeah. Fresh to the wall,
man, fuck these big intestines. How y'all doing? I'm Latunche, I'm a nuisance. I go stupid, I go dumb like the Three Stooges. I don't eat sushi, I'm this shit. No, I'm pollution, no substitution. Got objects that play in movies in my jacuzzi. It's some juicy, I never give up about a hater. Got money on my radar, dressed like a skater. Got a big house, came with an elevator. You niggas ain't eating, fucking tell a waiter. Molly said shoot him and I said okay. If you want that bullshit shit, then I'm like Olay. I don't care what you say, so don't even speak. Your girlfriend a freak like Cirque du Soleil. That's word to my flag, and my flag red. I'm out of my head. Bitch, I'm out of my mind. From the bottom I climb. You ain't hollering in mine. Nope, not on my time. And I'm not even trying. What's poppin', slime? Nothing five. And if they trippin', fuck on five. I ain't got no time to shuck and jive. These niggas this sweet as pumpkin pie. So rockin' Sprite on a private flight. If you havin' tights and got in life. And my pocket's right. And my diamond's white. And my mama's nice. And my dad is dead. You f***ing get scared, cause I'm too wild. Been here for a while. I was like, fuck trial. I puts it down. I'm so young money. If you got eyes, look at me now, bitch.
Look at me now. Look at me now. How? I'm getting paper, look at me now. Oh, look at me now, yeah. I'm fresher than a motherfucker. Okay. Okay. Is that right? I'm fresher than a motherfucker.
Make some noise!
Living better now, however, living better now, better, better now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
I make you feel better than you ever been. I guarantee that you gon' tell that other man he need to get lost. Yeah. Have you ever been broke off? Yeah.
Girlfriend, yeah, man, 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 yeah, man.
like some.
You ain't gotta trip about no money, cause whatever you want and I'ma get it. I ain't worried about the cost. Yeah. Phony, I ain't fucking, I ain't stunting. Everything I say is real. You dealing with the boss. Yeah.
Boss.
Living better now, however, living better now,
because girl, you're worth it.
Living better now, 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 however, living better now,
because girl, you're worth it.
Living better now, better now,
drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
People, wrist game mean, mother pearl so evil. Christian Louboutin, sucker for a sneaker. Pull up in Pakistan like I'm evil Knievel. Air Ray Jetson, I stay spaced out. Never lay my Jesus peace face down. It's not a rollie, I'm sorry, this fucker run. She not a singer, but damn it, I made a hum. Name Ricky, but really, I been a willy. See you looking at it, but this watch a quarter milli. I got houses, hobbies, homes in Abu Dhabi. Never go wrong, GPS, my Ferrari.
You ain't gotta pack your bags. Tell your boss you gon' miss work. Whatever you want, just ask. Baby, this what you deserve, yeah.
However, living better now. Living, however, living better now.
Because, girl, you're worth it.
Living better now. Living better now. Living better now. Living better now. However, living better now. Living better now. However, living better now.
Because, girl, you're worth it.
Living better now. Better now.
Drop top. I'm the man, girlfriend.
Yeah, everybody, that right there in the mix with DJ Juice. Oh, yeah. Hope y'all liked it. Hope y'all enjoyed it. I got a couple people, you know, my bro hitting me up, Tommy. You know, that's my jam. That's my song. We also got B-Rye saying he came out of retirement from Facebook just to tune in to Hotspot here on radio.dominican.edu with your very truly special DJ, DJ Juice. So, you know, keep it moving. Keep everything going. We are going to have a quick entertainment news and music update for you. So, whose famous celebrity son, you know, you signed with Young Money as a producer? We got that right here for you. According to MediaTakeout.com, they just learned that Tom Cruise's son, Connor Cruz, was signed to Young Money. And according to an insider at the label, Connor is a DJ and will be doing a few tracks for the group and possibly even going on tour with them. So, you know, that's a good look for him. I told my homeboy, and he was kind of like, that sucks. They're just going to get anybody that they think can be famous. You know, I personally haven't heard of him. I personally don't know what his mix is like. You know, maybe he can catch a little bit of mine, you know, see how we go there. But yeah, that's definitely something up in the news. Also up in the news, Ciara and Ludacris are apparently an item now, also according to MediaTakeout.com. They dated several years back. They also did a track together, and they're actually going back. And Ciara dumped him or stopped talking to him or seeing him because she was starting to see 50 Cent more, which never really amounted to anything much. So that's your news right there in entertainment and music. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. You know, we got to keep this music rolling, and we got a new one for y'all, at least here on the station. This is called Booty Work by Mr. T-Pain. So let me know what y'all think, whether you like it. I know B-Rye and my brother Marcos are going to enjoy this one. So stay tuned here on The Hotspot, only on radio.dominican.edu with your boy, DJ Juice. All right.
Be cool, baby, you know what I'm saying? Jump out your car in the middle of the street. Open up the trunk, let the bass beat.
You look so professional, I'm following you, sweating you. I can't believe I'm doing what I'm doing. What is wrong with my head? But go ahead. Cause baby, I like how you're working it. I'm watching you, you twerking it. I'm trying to get you out of this club and get you off in my bed. Go ahead. Yeah. Now let me see that booty work. Booty work. Booty work.
DJ Juice is back. Yup. So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8. Only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot. Yep, we on fire up in here in the studio, keeping y'all warm here on this cold, rainy Monday evening. You are listening to the hot spot here on radio.dominican.edu. And, you know, as things are coming to a close, I got one more topic for y'all that we can roast somebody. And we are roasting Snooki. All right. I saw last week's episode. Well, actually, this week's episode. And, you know, her boyfriend came in. Giovanni came in to see her in Italy. And the dress she was wearing the night they all went to the club. Scandalous. That's all I got to say. Scandalous. If y'all saw the episode, what happened throughout the whole night was, well, first of all, Snooki was crying basically throughout the whole hour show, all right, with interrupted commercials, of course. And she ended up saying, oh, like, I was trying to look hot and all this and all that. I'm like, you don't look hot. You look like a skank. And her, you know, her vajayjay ended up flashing everybody in the club. And what's funny about it is she's trying to play the victim. And, you know, I'm just going to say this because it might sometimes be true. And I think most women, you know, most of the time try to play the victim. And so he even told her, like, I don't like the dress. And she just didn't care. Like, what do you expect? Like, maybe a little bit he overreacted. But I personally wouldn't want to see my girlfriend rocking that type of clothing and showing her vagina to everybody else when I'm the only one who's supposed to be seeing it. So as a female, would you ever wear anything like that with your man around at a club and you saying you're trying to look hot when you really look slutty?
As a female, I definitely think that I would, you know, probably wear something slutty, but at the same time it's okay, like,
but not like that.
Not like that. It's excessive. I mean, exactly. And for a relationship to work, they both know how the other one feels about stuff like that. So why would you wear something like that, especially when you can tell how Gianni is throughout the whole episode about her looking like a slut?
Yeah, and I mean, do you honestly think that that looks hot? If that was your wardrobe, how would you have altered it? Like, still looking hot, as they say, but not flashing everything you have.
I mean, like, it looked like she wasn't even wearing fitted clothing. Like, it looked like it was way too small. And the fact that she decided to lift it for a good amount of time makes it really uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable and definitely not good. And I don't think she looks sexy at all. I mean, personally, my penis doesn't go up every time I see her on the show. I don't think Snooki is attractive. I mean, not at all. Like, not in the least. From a 1 to a 10, she probably hits a negative 0.5. Like, and I'm being generous. I'm just saying she's not hot at all. And she's like, I'm trying to look hot, especially with all that fake tanning and all that hair product that she puts on. And you're complaining. You're honestly trying to play the victim that, oh, I did nothing wrong when your cooch was out for the whole world to see at the club. Like, seriously? And do you think, like, she thinks she's in the right? Like, how can you honestly flip that around and try to blame it on the guy? And, of course, as women always try to do, they always try to blame the guy, saying, no, you're wrong and I'm right. I honestly don't think she was right. Like, you know, I'm roasting your ass right now because I think I would personally never want, like I said, my girlfriend to be, like, walking around the club like, yeah, she can look hot, she can wear whatever she wants, but she can look a little bit decent when she's doing it.
For sure. I mean, I think it was Pauly D that said it, that, I mean, you got to be Snooki girlfriend Snooki. You can't just dress like a slut and flash everything whenever you want to, especially in public.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we're roasting your ass. And I don't think you're hot, and I don't know what you were thinking about. I think she was just trying to get it in with anything and anyone. And then at the end of the night, she goes and cuddles with Vinny.
Yep, like, she full-on has sex with Vinny.
Oh, my God. You know what? Snooki, you're on a whole different level, pseudo-celebrity status and everything. All right, everybody, that right there was my show. You know, run it down real quick. We talked about Diddy's new booty book called Culo. The world is no longer flat, and thank God it ain't anymore. 248 pages of just straight up booty cheeks. I'm loving it. All right, I'm going to go order the copy right now once I get out the studio. Also, we talked about, you know, we talked about your entertainment in news. We talked about Ludacris and Ciara becoming an item yet again. We talked about Tom Cruise's son, Connor Cruz, signing with Young Money. I swear, they're going to take anybody that's famous. And we also talked about T.I., you know, slapping Diddy around at a club last night. And him maybe going back to the booty house. I think this whole show has been about booty. I just played T-Pain's Booty Work. So in case you like that song by T-Pain, it's called Booty Work. I think today, next week, I should probably do a little bit of, you know, titties and tatas. Save the boobies. We also had your hard stop at the bottom of the hour, your top news. And we also kept you with great music in the mix with DJ Juice. And we just finished roasting Snooki. Give a shout out real quick before I head out to all my listeners out there, JCT without the T. I also want to give a shout out to my brother, my homeboy Chicken, also homeboy B-Rye, tuning in, coming back from a layoff on Facebook just to tune in to me. I also want to give a shout out to M over there in Monterey, always tuning in. Love it. Gabriel, thank you for finally tuning in. And Rhea. All right. Jamie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Harp, also shout out to you, and also shout out to Monica Campos. Thank you very much, y'all, for tuning in, listening. And, you know, we're just going to keep it, you know, if you're sexy and you know it, just, you know, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Like damn, you fly. I pimp to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak. Yeah, this is how I roll. Animal print pants out control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout. Yeah. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. Yeah. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't fight them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it.
Oh, his temper was his cage. He licked.